Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dwight Yoakam. Don't mind if we do. Did the Chiefs ever get that wide receiver today?
I believe so, because there's a video circulating online of the player and his family singing 22 by Taylor Swift.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
From the Titans, and the Chiefs were apparently trading for a conditional fourth round pick.
Let's go.
Man, I'm looking at two guys who are staring at me like a dog that doesn't understand the command.
We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, we were having a separate conversation, and I was politely asking Dan, or trying to get Dan to quit talking so I could chime in on the
Dan, I'm sorry. Are we interrupting
your private show?
Private conversation over there?
We're talking
during
about
our
philosophical discussion.
Little radio show.
About the news media.
You know what we're going to do for you? We're going to call a timeout on us. Okay. So we can hear what the philosophical conversation was about
the
over there.
The floor is yours, my friend.
It would violate the main cardinal rule of the program.
Then I don't care and I don't want to hear it.
So let's not. We were having a discussion about things that we don't discuss on this here fine radio program.
Then you can keep that right on there in between the two of y'all.
We do discuss in the news and on the news side of things. So
you're talking about politics.
We were.
No, I mean, it was beyond politics, but yes.
Okay. All right. You know that that's not allowed.
Politics and foundation.
Yes. Exactly.
Anyway, DeAndre Hopkins coming to the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
We are bringing all of the old guys back who can still perform.
Who are you voting for?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Kelsey?
Guns. I mean, I don't know. I don't have time.
I told you we weren't going to have the conversation on the air. That's why we're having it off the air.
Important things to talk
and
about.
And it was so important.
But not here.
Clearly. There is a story in the stack about voter anxiety this year.
I thought that was a good topic to discuss that we could do without injecting politics.
And how would one do that, talking about voter anxiety without talking about...
Because I think depending
on the act of voting,
whichever side that you're on,
we
all
hate it. What is the act called?
Voting.
We all hate it and we're all ready for it to be over. I think that's a collective agreement.
I don't disagree with you on that.
I get one more.
Oh, mailer?
Text.
Exhibit A.
They have now violated the sanctity of my private space. It's one thing to open the mailbox and put those mailers directly into the trash, which is what I do.
Yes.
It's another thing when you are buzzing my phone and have you noticed now it starts like, so sorry to bother you in the middle of your day. And so for one split second, you think, well, who's bothering me? And then I've clicked on it and I go, bah, I fell for it again.
Okay. So I'm actually going to show you, you know, the postal service will show you what you have coming in the mail.
Yes, I have that.
Oh yeah. So do I. So this morning, I log into it, and I have a Discover. They're offering me 0% APR, whatever. That's going to get shredded. And then the previous owner of the house, and no, I'm not making a joke about she who shall not be named. Literally, the lady who lived in the house before I moved in, not the one who moved in and then moved right out.
Okay. Just really hammering that one home.
It's for her, same thing from Discover. And then T's got something from, I don't know where that's from. And then here they come. Look.
Yep.
There's one flyer. This is in the mail today. One flyer. Two flyers.
Yep.
Three flyers.
Scott, I have a mailbox.
Four flyers.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go to the mailbox.
You don't need
now.
To pile onto my already triggered Dana. I mean,
you know, if you never take the mail, which is what I did for like four solid years, they just stop sending you mail because the mail carrier is like, he's never going to take it. There's no point in putting it in here.
Just treat it like your email box.
I do.
Never read or open any of it.
I actually do that. You know that.
Yeah, but what if something comes in the mail, like something from the IRS or your new checks, Dan?
Well, I pay my taxes and I don't write checks, so.
Paying your taxes doesn't mean you don't get audited.
Oh, I love it.
Says here, if the upcoming presidential election is stressing you out, you are not alone. More than 69% of American adults feel the same way, according to a new survey.
The other 31% are lying.
Mm-hmm.
Or just not aware that we're having an election.
What?
I mean,
that's called Arkansas.
Did you say president?
Right? Really, guys? What's with the Southern accents?
You said that's called Arkansas.
Compared with the previous two U.S. presidential elections, stress levels in this survey were similar to the one in 2020, but significantly higher than they were in 2016.
I think what we're seeing, what we're feeling, all of us, no matter what stripe we are, there's just more now. All the screens, all the texts.
Yep.
All the TV, all the everything, all the flyers. See,
but I watch a ton of that stuff, and I'm not stressed out.
Well, you're different.
I still don't understand how you go home or wake up in the morning and turn it on. I can't do it anymore.
Keep it on at night.
We consume enough information as it is. And I've gotten so much better about it. I've gotten so much better about it even the last year. But there comes a point where the information overload is unhealthy for us, all of us as Americans mentally.
But for me, it's like a sport.
Well, one of the problems is that it's constant. It's not like, okay, 100 days until an election, go. Mm-hmm. Fine, go.
When was the last time?
This is continuous, and yes, it just builds and builds and builds no matter when an election happens, the day after, it starts again.
I want to be clear. We're talking about both sides here.
I'm just talking
about America and the media and elections.
No, you're right. Now, what were you going to say?
When was the last time you turned on CNN and actually saw news? Because I don't remember. Well, let me back up. That was not hurricane natural disaster related, which, by the way, we've had like six states. Cities in those states are wiped off the map. Mm-hmm. And that news went away, what, 3 days? The water had not even receded. And they stopped covering a massive natural disaster that has affected millions of people.
I'm not just going to talk about CNN. I'll say MSNBC and Fox, too. There are other stories that, because I consume an inordinate amount of news in the morning before I leave for work. And I even sleep with one of the three channels on every night. They do other stories, but I would make the argument, if you're talking about politics and hurricane-related coverage over the last 3 weeks, that would be roughly 85% to 90% of their coverage.
And it's also just absolutely everywhere. And for whatever reason, people cannot resist talking about it.
I disagree. We resist it very well every single day.
Well, we make a point to, but I had a bunch of friends over to watch the Chiefs game, and I walked out on the deck, and they were having a conversation about politics. And I'm like, guys, there's football on inside.
But now again, this is the season. We are close to an election, so that stands to reason that people would have discussions about.
No, I even went so far, Dan, because you're not going to change anyone's mind. We went out to one of my favorite little spots, Silo, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, love Silo.
Oh, my God, I love Silo. And I walked in.
The manager's a big fan.
And I sat down, and, you know, they have those, like, family seating areas in the bar, like the long, what do you call that, live wood edge seating. And I was there first, so I sat down at the corner, ordered a drink, went. And the woman next to me was sitting across the street from away from the gentleman. And the second I sat down, you could hear they were talking about the election. And I literally said to the bartender, nope, get me out of here. I need a new place to sit. And I'm sure that they were having a lovely discussion. It didn't appear to be heated. I don't even want to be around other people discussing it.
I'm just fatigued by it.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of fatigue, even on our side of things, because it's just constant.
If you're going out to eat, have a drink, like, why? There are so many other things you could talk about right now.
When we were at dinner last night, Politics never came up once. Not once.
It shouldn't over dinner.
Of course it shouldn't. I agree.
Can you pass the salt?
Well, let me talk to you about tax.
Let's talk about the tax code. God.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Sam, Dana, Scott, Dan, here on KMBZ. Sam, I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if the last time we did this was before you joined the show, but Dana Wright knows every lyric.
I used to. This I don't song. Know that I know anymore.
Fade it down so we don't pay for it.
Great tune.
And I then, just... hang on.
Well, hang on a minute. Let's give her a little bit, and then instead of fading it, I'll just go.
No, you pause it, and then see if she gets it right, and then we play it to prove it.
I am getting old. I am a mature woman.
You ain't that
mature listening habits.
You ain't that mature yet. All right, fire when ready, and then just stop on my cue and pause it. And we'll see if she can get the next two lines correct still to this day. Oh, that's right at the chorus.
I was singing along the entire time.
That's too easy. Go a little farther in. Okay, here we go. Stop.
I really hope, but we just talk because we have no time. And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing. They know who's inside.
What?
Whatever happened to Run DMC? They need to make a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. They've been here for years.
No, I've gone mellow. You know that. Sam, I've gone mellow in my mature year of Dana. I am Teddy Swims, and I am Teskey Brothers, and I'm now gone all the way back to John Mayer live, only his blues live stuff. You know, I throw in some T-Swift every once in a while, and then I'm good to go. That is my Spotify playlist.
I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
Oh, guess who else I threw in?
Huh.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, you're just now coming around to that party?
I've always, like, it's okay. Like, if it's on the radio, I'll sing along, right? But I started going a little deeper in that vault. Ooh, man, he is good.
Oh, man.
I know. Look at Dan.
He's a new and upcoming artist.
You forget how good Streets of Philadelphia. And what was the one that was in Jerry Maguire? Secret Garden. What an incredible song. Because now that I'm listening to it, it keeps pushing me the other songs.
Better Days?
Yeah.
I am so loving this new Dana.
I mean, Tunnel of Love is fine. Like, all
Tunnel of
that stuff.
A great
his
song.
Pop stuff, though, I think I like his other stuff better than his more popular stuff that got played ad nauseum. I'm sorry.
I mean, he's got a 50-year library.
He does.
All kinds of stuff.
We were talking to one of our colleagues downstairs earlier today, Dan, who just got back from the Eagles Sphere in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he said if you have one show to see in one venue, it's that one.
Interesting.
And tickets were, what do you say, $400? I mean, that's not...
not going.
Well, that's high, but it's not, you know, $3,000-$5,000 high.
It's vacation money.
I'm telling you right now, and
what?
It's the Sphere. You guys, I've got to go see that Sphere. I feel like I'm the only one who hasn't been inside of it.
I haven't been inside of it, and I've been to Vegas.
I want to go see it so bad.
But I went to go see the Scorpions. I go to see a real concert.
And he said Vince Gill and... oh my gosh.
Glenn Frey's
son are just, you know, it's not the same as the original Eagles, which I saw at the Sprint Center right before Glenn Frey died, but he said they are outstanding.
Well, I think the only original member left is Don Henley.
Well, and the crazy one that trashes hotel rooms.
No, he was not an original.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. Joe Walsh. Walsh was not an original. No.
From the text line, what's next, Dana? Simon and Garfunkel?
I don't know if we'll have time. No, you know what? There are two.
That is a fair critique. I mean, you're just getting into Bruce Springsteen.
There are two artists that I will not listen to. I just won't. And I know it's like a woman who doesn't drink Chardonnay, and I don't like Chardonnay either.
What are the two artists you won't listen to?
James Taylor. Sorry.
No, I won't do that either. I'm not a Taylor fan. I agree with you.
I am not a Tom Petty fan. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not.
No, I wasn't when I was a kid. But the older I got, the better he got.
It's like scotch. I'm not quite there yet. I just need
Refugee.
Some time. It's all right.
American Girl.
Oh.
Free Fallin'. Wow.
Sorry.
And what's wrong with James Taylor?
James Taylor sucks.
What?
And I love Simon and Garfunkel. I love Paul Simon, one of my favorite shows of all time. I do not like James Taylor. I don't like his...
He's just boring.
He is a little milk toast.
I've seen fire and I've seen
rain. Okay, well, yeah.
Mexico is a great song.
No, I'm good. All right, when we come back, I've asked it once, I'm asking it again. Do you keep an actual paper copy of your insurance card in your car, or do you have it in digital form on your phone? I think most people would say, today's day and age, you have it digitally. There is now a lawsuit, and a Missouri police officer is accused of taking the woman's phone, ostensibly to jot down her insurance card information, mm-hmm. and doing something with that phone that he should not have done.
Before we get to that, here is your list of the top 10 cities with the lowest cost of living, the most affordable American cities to live in. We all know the expensive ones: New York, San Fran, Chicago, LA.
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City is not on the list, but a city in Oklahoma is. El Paso, Texas is number 10.
Really?
Mm-hmm. None of these...
Is Virginia on that list? I don't remember which city. That was one of the most affordable states.
There is not a single city on this list.
In the Northeast?
No. Well, there's one kind of sort of in the Northeast.
West Virginia is the one you're thinking of, Dana, affordable state.
Birmingham, Alabama is number 9.
Ooh.
By the way, most of these are in the South or Midwest. Akron, Ohio is number 8. Tulsa, Oklahoma is number 7.
Huh, Tulsa.
Dayton, Ohio is 6th. Here's the only one that's out east. Scranton, Pennsylvania comes in at 1, 2, 3, 5.
Is that an industrial town?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of blue collar, yeah.
Okay.
Toledo, Ohio is number 4. That is the third Ohio city.
A lot of Ohios.
The third Ohio city on the list.
What goes on there?
Number 3 is nothing.
Not a lot.
Little Rock, Arkansas is number 3.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I've been to Little Rock to see a show. It's a cute little town.
Not bad.
Number 2, Wichita.
Wow.
And by the way, I used to dog Wichita all the time because I would go down there to see my brother and his family. Wichita has made a really good turnaround.
Okay.
Which side of Wichita are we talking
about? Apparently the side he lives on.
Okay,
because one side has been very nice for a very long time. The other side has been a ghost town.
No, they've redone their downtown. It's very nice.
Okay.
They've reworked the river downtown. Don't
go to Costco on the east side.
Okay.
The most affordable, low-cost city, low-cost of living city in America is McAllen, Texas.
McAllen, Texas.
Yep. All right, when we get back to Dana's story, keeping your insurance on your phone turned out to be a very unfortunate decision for at least a couple of women in one Missouri town. We'll explain in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I remember Sam Stevie and I thought he was a friend. Really? Story here from the Kansas City Star. With only a digital copy of her insurance information, a Missouri woman unlocked and handed her phone to a police officer who pulled her over for a broken taillight. Florissant officer Julian Alcala took her phone back to his patrol car, according to a federal lawsuit. The woman assumed he would take down her insurance information and then quickly return the device. Instead, without the woman's knowledge, he searched her phone to find private, sexually explicit photos, according to the lawsuit. The officer used his own phone to capture the woman's intimate photos for himself. allegedly. The lawsuit was filed on October 22nd, yesterday, says there are at least seven other victims. Court documents also say the city of Florissant is liable for the officer's conduct. The city did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Alcala's attorney information was not listed. Alcala is no longer an officer with the police department, according to KOMU. Documents accused the officer of stealing the nude photos of the woman during two separate traffic stops. His actions were unknown to the woman until she was contacted by the FBI.
How did this come out?
Okay, so he apparently sent the photos, allegedly, to other people.
Did he send them to himself
first? He violated one woman or more, and he's also an idiot because he sent them to others?
According to the lawsuit, there are seven women involved. Seven. Oh, God. So what he would do, allegedly, according to the lawsuit, is go through her phone or one of the other women's phones, find intimate photographs, okay, use his phone to take a picture of it.
Okay.
So not send it to himself.
Because then there would be an obvious paper trail.
They would know immediately.
Yeah.
He would take pictures with his own phone, and where he got caught was when he allegedly sent these photos to other people.
From his phone.
Correct.
Why would you brag about, is that felony invasion of privacy? I mean, obviously he's going to lose his peace officer's license.
Well, he's not even employed with the Florissant Police Department.
He will never work in law enforcement again, but why?
There was another woman who claimed that this happened to her. She had taken these photos, also pulled over for a broken taillight, also had taken these photos, you know, very explicit, very intimate, to send to her husband. And
So where do they go from here? This is a civil matter, but is it not a criminal matter as well?
The lawsuit is asking for a minimum of $25,000. It is a civil lawsuit. Whether it's criminal, I mean, how is it not criminal?
I would think it's criminal.
I'm trying to think of what charge it would be. Invasion of privacy is not a criminal offense.
It's too piddly, and it wouldn't be. Would that even be something the FBI would be involved in?
By the way, one of the other women in the case who had taken these explicit photos to send to her husband, the FBI, when they showed up at her home to talk to her about it, brought with them, I don't know where they got these, blown up, large, printed out photos of her naked.
Oh, my God.
Well, you could have done that without bringing the giant blown up photos.
I'm going to be honest, and I know that there are many ways we can go with this discussion, but I keep coming back to the insurance card. They don't need to take your phone back to verify insurance. Every time I've ever been pulled over, and it's only a handful of times, I know we joke about it, they would just look at it and go, okay. It's not, let me see it, let me input the information. That's not what the insurance card, and if you're in law enforcement, we have a lot of police officers, good police officers listening out there. I've always just had them glance at the insurance card. It's never, let me take your phone, I'll be right back. Yeah. I need to get into the intricacies of your policy.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been pulled over, but
I know for a fact that the state of Kansas has a database tied to your license regarding whether or not you have insurance. Why do they even need you to carry around a copy? Look up the plate.
I don't know. USAA sends me a paper copy every 6 months.
Well, yeah, I have a paper copy as well, but I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger seat, and my buddy got pulled over. We were in Iowa, and of course, I couldn't find an up-to-date insurance card. I had three old ones. And he came back and said, hey, yeah, I looked, and Kansas actually has a database, and I pulled up your insurance. You're good to go.
From the text line, for the love of baby Jesus, stop keeping naked pictures on your phones.
Okay, I knew someone was going to comment and say that exact thing.
Why are grown-ass adults doing what we tell teenagers not to do? We also tell teenagers not to drink.
I am not going to victim blame here, and I don't know that they're necessarily victim blaming. It's not my thing. I've said it a million times. Don't do it. Nothing good ever comes from that. Ever. But you have the right, as an adult, a consenting adult within your marriage or relationship, to swap photos if that's what you want. If you're not hurting anybody else, you have the right to do that. And so the behavior we need to be talking about is his, not the consenting women and men in the relationships that took the photos. Give me a break.
I have absolutely zero problem with a couple that are in a marriage or in a very committed relationship trying to, you know, sensually tease
okay, all right.
one another.
Now I just feel awkward.
With these sexy photographs. Or sometimes not so
And you
sexy.
Know, once he's taken those photos, they're now in his cloud. Whoever he shared them with, they're now in their cloud. It's
How does one pull
you're
something?
You're now up there. You're,
how do you pull something out of somebody else's cloud?
Adult parts are now up there somewhere in the cloud.
If you take any picture on your iPhone, it's automatically uploaded to your cloud.
Yeah,
and
which
any
you understand,
hacker,
Sam, that it would be my cloud. If I choose to take that photo, which I don't, it's in my cloud. I don't expect it to turn around and be in a police officer's cloud and six other people he knows.
Well, you always never take a picture with your face in it, so you have plausible deniability.
Wow.
Wow. That's what you're taking out of this?
With 5 minutes of spare time could break into your cloud.
Okay.
And get all your dirty pictures.
Jamie in Blue Springs. Jamie, hi.
Hi. I was recently pulled over, and I didn't have an updated copy of my insurance information. And they were able just to, I was on the phone with my husband trying to get him to email me a copy that I could then show the police officer. But in the meantime, while he ran either my driver's license or my tag, either or, he was able to see that I had up-to-date insurance.
Hmm.
So I don't, and I'm in Missouri as well. I'm in Jackson County. I don't remember, I don't know where you said that this had happened, but
this was in Florissant. Out by St. Louis.
Well, I don't know. Here, they didn't need to see my proof of insurance, and they were able to verify that with nothing from me.
Okay. I have never been pulled over where I don't recall not showing. I just used two negatives, sorry. I don't ever recall being pulled over without having to show my insurance. I don't also ever recall them taking my insurance back to their car, their police car, like they do my driver's license.
I don't believe they have to. Great point from the text line. When you willingly hand them your phone, are you not giving them
no and no.
Absolutely not.
To go fishing for nudes? Now,
or even go fishing through your text.
Wait. If you willingly hand someone your phone and illegal activity pops up on that phone, we saw that case out of Topeka, remember?
Yeah, the guy that had the child pornography
yes,
as his
and tried
saver.
To say, well, I didn't give them permission to look at the pornography that popped up on my wallpaper screensaver. That's a different scenario than you actively taking someone's phone in a position of authority. And
whatever happened to that case in Topeka?
I am sickened to say it did not look like it was going the correct direction the last time I looked.
The correct direction, in your opinion, would be that he would be convicted.
Of course.
Yeah.
He left his phone at the grocery store.
From the text line, you mean to tell me that the pictures that I sent my boyfriend are now in his cloud, so even after we broke up and I deleted the pictures from his phone, he still has them? Yes.
I believe that's how the cloud works. I don't know. I don't have the energy to figure out the cloud today.
It's both the internet and an app, and yes, that's how it works.
She said, so if we break up. She didn't say now that we've broken up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
So you don't have a lot of hope for that relationship.
Wait a minute.
So if we break up.
Not saying it's going to happen, but.
When?
Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We'll get to more of your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Don't forget our podcast, the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Let's go to Sean in Leavenworth. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
Just wanted to let you guys know, in Arizona, at least in Scottsdale, Arizona, the police regularly scan plates, even if the vehicle's not moving. And once you pull out, if you don't have insurance, they will then pull you over and give you a ticket. That's part of their modus operandi. It's just something that they do. So I don't know if they do it here in Kansas City.
Well, license plate scanners, Sean, are not unusual. And yes, they do use them in Kansas City. Now, whether they use them only for, you know, big time criminals that they've been looking for something as simple as no insurance.
They scan it to check to see if the driver has insurance. So they do it all the time in Arizona. So if you, let's say the moment you step foot in that car and there's a police officer hiding over in the corner, if he's already scanned your plate and see that you don't have insurance, he will then immediately pull you over and write you a ticket and or have your vehicle towed. I know this because I had it happen to when I didn't have a lot of money back in the day. I had it happen to me a few times.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the call, man.
Sure.
All right. Be well.
You know, one of our listeners actually really, really helped me out when we were having the insurance discussion about one insurance company ducking out and then you sign with a new insurance company and they double bill you. We had a caller. You guys are always way smarter than we are. Do you remember this, Scott? They called in and said,
"What's happening to you?"
Yes, and said, "This happens all the time. No one's done anything wrong. It's just sort of an oversight that happens. Mm-hmm. You need to contact them. They will make it right." And I'm telling you, last week, that finally was resolved. So all of the bad things I've said over the years about insurance, like, that is one thing I will tell you. Like, there was a positive resolution because a listener said, you need to fight that.
So you were double paying.
Yep.
Right. Did you get a refund from one of the companies?
Yep. Okay. Yep. And the one thing I never figured out is what happens when that scenario is playing out and you're not aware and like a tornado hits your house. Do then the dueling insurance companies battle out for who has to?
Well, I'm sure they wish they could. My guess would be that the newer company is the one responsible because that's the one you ended up with or wanted to end up with.
You better not try to make a claim with both.
Yeah.
Anyway, check those policies.
That's
because
fraud.
You remember company A went, no, we're your insurer. And I go, no, you're not. And then company B goes, no, we are. They both swore they were.
So who wrote you the refund? Company first?
I don't remember if it was A or B. I think it was A.
The first company.
Sure.
Because you had moved on to the second company and you didn't want the first company anymore.
Well, I certainly didn't want to be paying both of them.
Well,
still a scam.
Look, nobody needs a natural disaster right now. very targeted lightning bolt like I do. And I don't understand how it would play out if you had two insurance companies. It would be a nightmare.
It would be. But refresh my memory. When you signed up with the new company,
yeah,
did you fail to, forget to cancel your policy with the previous
one? Agent slash the insurance company slash and just no one with the left hand knew what the right hand was doing.
But you're the one with both hands. Did you not call the first one and say, hey, I'm going with company X now?
But when you go through a broker, they handle all of that. That, like, we found you a new rate, we're going to switch you over. Uh-huh. You know, I need your billing information, like, we need your bank information. Like, all of that just was happening through the broker. And then, you know, this, Scott, it goes through escrow.
I don't ever read the escrow. Two active policies. They have a clause in the policy that they cancel out, and you have no coverage.
No way.
Yes.
Glad I got that figured out. But thank you to the listener who called in with that information. That valuable information.
Blue Springs family is urging neighbors to secure their vehicles after a suspect broke into their garage using a stolen garage door opener. This is from Channel 9. Michael Peters thought the cars were locked. He could have come into my house as I was awake. It was freaky, freaky stuff. I was shaking in the morning. I was freaking out. It was scary. Blue Springs Police Chief Bob Moons is not sure if it's the economy or a crime spree, but says vehicle break-ins, stolen cars, and smash and grabs are way up in just the last month metro-wide.
I want to bring this back when we come back at the top of the hour. Here's why. Have you seen the still footage of the creepy guy in the garage?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
I
the
have.
Black and white still. It is the stuff of nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, this is why they tell you, police will tell you, as secure as you think your garage is, that is considered part of the interior of your home. Do not leave your keys or your purse in the front seat of that car.
So here's what I do at home. There are times because, you know, you only get so many thousands of ups and downs on the garage door.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I think they estimate a garage door engine has about 6,000 in it.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I've always heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've always heard you get 6,000 in your garage door motor. So if I go, like this morning, I went to the grocery store and got some food, obviously. When I get home, knowing that I'm going to be leaving for work in about an hour and a half, I don't put the garage door down. But what I do, here I go with doo-doo again. What I will do.
Do you need to go to the restroom?
I probably, yeah.
Would it be your duty?
It would be my duty to go doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
What I will do is when I get out of my car, I will lock it.
No.
And then when I go in through the kitchen from the garage, I will lock the garage, the door leading out to the garage.
We will bring this back at 4 o'clock. You are just asking to be axe murdered during the day.
How are they? I've locked doors.
What are you guys so afraid of?
You have lost your mind. In fact, at my prior home that will not be discussed ever again on this program,
we have a story in here.
The police, if your garage door is open, they will come ring the doorbell.
Mortgage
and say,
rates
hey,
are actually going up.
Your garage door is open.
They've never knocked on my door.
Middle of the night, day.
Well, middle of the night,
you are inviting criminals to come on in. That is an aggravated burglary, by the way, if you're home.
That is
it's considered the interior of your house.
You're saying I'm asking for an axe murderer to come kill me. The door leading into the house is locked.
Over a garage door motor? Like, what would you rather have? Like, a safe and secure home, or you've got to replace the garage door 3 months earlier?
I'll say it more slowly. The door is locked. You can't get in.
How do you live in fear like this?
I don't live in fear. I live in preparation.
You have lost your mind. Do you not read the news?
I am the news.
Okay, Ron Burgundy.
You're about to be the news. No way. Someone got into his house. I wonder how that happened.
Who would have ever guessed? News, the real news with Dan Weinbaum comes your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.